Okay, we're in Perek Dalet Hilchos Sota, and we're going to bring to a close today Sefer Nashim. This is the last Perek in Hilchos Sota. And this Perek basically deals with situations where there's a problem with the Sota process itself. That's the bulk of the Perek. So Nolach Aleph, the Rambam says, B'chamisha asar ba'adar, nifnin beizin l'tzachei rabim. Okay, so on the 15th of Adar of every year, so Beis Din starts looking to the, what they call, general needs of the tzibur. Ubotkin ala ruyo lishtos hashkosa, dal ha ruyo lakanela, uliotzia bloksuba, lakanela, uliotzia. So basically what they do is that they basically, the cases have been brought to court, so to speak, now Beis Din on the 15th starts looking over the sota cases, the kina cases, the cases where women have to be divorced without a ksuba, etc. But even though they only check out the cases on the 15th, at any time a woman's able to go ahead drink the and engage in the sota process. Right, sota can only take place during the day. It doesn't matter the hour of the day, as long as it's daylight, then you can have sota done. We don't drink, sotas, meaning we don't do two to drink as one. Shenemer v'amid osa, because it's singular. It's only to her and not multiple. Okay. Alaka gimel, sota sha'amra eni shosa machmas yerufachad. Let's say a woman says, I'm not going to go ahead and drink the water. And you see the reason why is because she's petrified. Yeshol lachzor v'lomar harini shosa. She can actually change her mind and say, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and drink. Avaim Amra ini shosa, okay, vihibriya, ve'ena yira, velopochadas, right? But let's say she says, I'm not going to drink, and it's clear that she's not afraid, and she's not, she's not afraid, and she's healthy. Once she gets out of it, she can't change her mind and says, you know what, and say, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and drink the water. Amra, let's say she says, ini shosa kodem shetimchak megillah. All right. Let's say she says, I'm not going to drink the sota water, but she says it before the Megillah was placed into the water to erase the letters. Hare Megillasa Nignezes. Now this Megillah, because it has a Shem Hashem on it, is basically buried. Venak Shera Lahashkospa Sota Cheres. And you can't use that Megillah for a different sota, right? Because it has to be, it's for that specific woman. Uminchasa Mispazeres Al Desha. And the mincha offering is basically spread out over the ashes by the mizbeach. Vim amra, and let's say she says, "Eini shosa." She says, "I'm not going to drink." Achar shen nimchala megillah. After the megillah is erased, it's too late. Me'aron osa mashken osa bal korcha. We basically tell her, "Guess what? That the train has left the station. You need to go ahead, and we force her to go ahead and drink the sota waters." Alacha hey umiyamin aleha shetishta. Okay, now this is note the tone here. The difference is, whereas we don't want a woman to start the sota process, once she does, the tone changes dramatically, right? Which basically say we kind of like really intimidate her to drink the waters. Velmer mula biti, right? And we say to her, my daughter, im baru lacha davar shetahora, as, right? Im di al biryacha, right? Vishasim. So we basically tell her, listen, if you're so confident about the fact that you're innocent, put your money where your mouth is. Go ahead and drink the water because nothing's going to happen to you. Da'at tifchadi. Right, and don't be afraid. If he's in a mind domin ella l'sam yavish munach al basar chai, right? Yisha maka mechakal v'yored ein shamaka in osuklom. So basically, what's this water like? This water is like a medicine that you put on your skin. If there is an injury there, it'll go ahead and cure the injury. But if there's no injury to speak of, it won't do anything. So go ahead and drink that water. Okay, halach avav na amra. Let's say she says tamea ani. Right. Let's say she says I committed adultery. Even if she admits it, she confesses after the Megillah has been erased, Hamayim Nishbachin, right? The water still disposed of. Why? Because there's no sanctity to them. And as well as the mincha is scattered away over the ashes. So it's of no use. Allah Chazayin. Now Megillah Sota Shekasva Balayla Psua. Okay, so what Allah is that you can't write the Megillah Sota at night. Shenemar v'chasav, v'hishka, v'ikriv, right? K'shem k'shekorbanah b'yom. Just like the korban's brought during the day, kach k'siva samegillah v'hishkiyisa b'yom. So too, the writing of the Megillah and her drinking the waters are done during the day. K'asval l'mafreya p'sula. Let's say the Megillah is written out of order. It's possible. Shenemar ha'Allah al ha'Seder, right? Which literally means the curses have to be written in order. Kasva kodem shetakaba le'ahashua. Let's say the Megillah is written before she accepts the Kohen's words through a shua, psula. It's also possible. Shenemar v'hishbia v'kasav. Okay, because there's an order that's pointed out in the psukim. Elachas kasva igeres. Okay, let's say he writes the Megillah not in basically a Torah form, but as a letter. Psula shenemar basefer. Kasva ashnei dapin. Let's say he goes ahead and writes it on two separate yirios of cloth. Okay, two sections of cloth. Psula shenemar basefer. It has to be one sefer. Sefer echad v'lo shnayim v'shlosha, not two or three. V'ena kosev al niyar. He can't write it down on paper. V'lo al hadiftara, which we know that's cloth that hasn't actually gone through the treatment process yet. Ela v'megillas sefer. It has to be written on a scroll made out of cloth, a parchment. Shnemar pa sefer. Then kosva al niyar adiftara psula. And if you, for example, wrote it on a piece of paper, it would be considered possible. Okay. Halacha tes. Now v'chasav a kohen. It says in the Torah that the Kohen will write it. Okay. Halamanata she'im kasva Yisrael o Kohen katam sula. So if a non-Kohen or a Kohen who's under the age of Bar Mitzvah writes the Megillah, it's possible. Eino kosva lo bekumus lo bekankatum lo bechol davar shemishuma nikar the omen. Right. So you're not allowed to use these various types of ink. Right. What it called or anything else that leaves a permanent. Meaning can't be erased at all, right? Ela b'diosh embo contensus. Remember, the idea is that the letters need to be able erased off, so it can't be like permanent, so to speak, ink. Shenemar v'chasav umacha, right? It has to be ksav, it has to be writing shehu yachol lehimachos, that he can go ahead and erase. Then kasav b'dabar miskayim sula, right? But if he writes the Megillah with something that cannot be erased, that lasts forever, so to speak, then the Megillah is possible. Alacha Yud. Now, Nishar b'Megillah Roshem Ksav Nikar. Right now, let's say when you go ahead and write the Megillah, there's a little bit of what it called of writing left at the time of Mechika Psula. It's possible Ach Yimchok Yafa Yafa. You have to really get rid of all the ink that's on there. Kasav Os Achas Umacha. Let's say the Kohen writes one letter and then erases it. The Chazav Kasav Oshnia Umacha. And then he writes a second letter, dips in the water, erases it. Achishlim, until he finishes it, doing it this way, psula, achitia kulak suba, meaning the whole Megillah has to be written down, has to be completely written down prior to the Mechika. It wouldn't work letter by letter. Halach yad aleph, now kasva shalol lishma, o shemacha lo lishol lishma psula. So the Megillah must be written specifically for her, and the Mechika, the erasing of the letters, must also be done for her. If they're not, it's possible. Kasav shtei megillos l'shtei sotos. Okay, let's say two megillos were written for two sotos. Umacham l'soch kosecha. Now you're economizing by doing the mechika in one cup or one kli. O l'soch shnei kosos. Or let's say the mechikas were done in their respective cups. But then the irvam kosecha. But then the waters are mixed. The hishka l'shtein. And then the one kos is used for both of them to drink from. Psula. Shekol achas v'en l'shasas megillasa. Each woman has to drink her own specific Megillah. Now, machlam l'shtei kosos, let's say it's erased, the letters are erased into two different cups, the irvan, okay, and then it's actually mixed together, the chazar v'chilkam l'shtei kosos, but let's say then, after mixed together, it's re-divided up into two separate cups again, lo yashke osan. Ideally, you should not go ahead and do the hashkasa, v'mishka kasher, but if you did, it's kasher. Then nishpichu hamayim. Let's say the water was spilled out. I raise it kosev megillah acheres maybe mayim acherim. If the water was already spilled out, you write a different megillah and you bring new water. Nishpichu v'nishtayim mehen. Right. If the water spilled out, but there's still some left, lo yashkes ashar. You really shouldn't go ahead and have her drink the remaining water. But they mishka kasher. But if she did, it's still considered kasher. It's not ma'aki. Okay. Halacha yudbeis. Okay. Mesota shalanu. Right? Shelanu, nifsal and belina. Okay, so if the mesota is left out overnight, okay, it becomes pasul. Hikdim offer lamayim pasul. If the Kohen went ahead and put the dirt you're supposed to go in, right, what it called, first and then the mayim, it's pasul. Lohayasham offer behechal. Let's say there was no dirt inside the heichal. Navy offer mibachutz. He brings it from outside. umenicho beheikal, and then puts it inside the heikal. The lokeach imeno then takes it from it, but knows it not put in mine, and then puts it on top of the mine. Veno mevi efer. Okay, he shouldn't use ashes. Aval mevi rakvuvis shehik offer, but he can bring like fruits that are spoiled because that's considered no different than dirt. Halach yud gemol v'lo yachbor rekordom beheikal. Right, so the kohen can't go ahead and dig with like a shovel on the floor of the heichal, the yotzi afar, to bring dirt out. Shenemar asher yeh bekarka hamishkan, okay, because it has to be on the ground of the mishkan or the base of mikdash. Vim chafar behotzi afar kasher. But let's say he did this. Let's say he dug down into the dirt underneath the base of mikdash and used that afar. That would be considered kasher. Okay, alach yudalit. Excuse me. Hikriv es minchasa. Let's say the kohen did this order. He brought the mincha first. The akrach hishka, and then went ahead and had her drink the waters. It's still kasha. Okay. Kshira. Nitmes minchasa. Okay. Let's say the mincha became tame. Kodem shiani chena beklisharis. Before he was able to put it into a klisharis. Hare zutiftek called mincha. So it needs to be redeemed like any other core mincha that was shenitmu kodem shiskatshu beklisharis. The whole general lacha by menachos is that when a mincha becomes tame prior to being placed in a klisharis, you do put your poda it. The yavi mincha cheres, and then you bring a different mincha. Nitbeis a mincha achash kitcha b'klisharis. But let's say the mincha became tame after it was placed in the klisharis. Now harezuti sarif. Then it must be burnt. Okay. V'chein so too im amar tzmeya ani. Let's say she confesses. Okay. Kodem should tikmat a mincha. Before kamitza done, kamitza is the taking of a handful of the mincha. Osh amra, or she says, eini shosa, or she says, I'm not going to go and drink. Osh lo rutsa bailalashko, so or the husband decides he doesn't want her to drink. Osh abo edi tuma, or let's say witnesses come that say that she went ahead and committed adultery. Osh shemes, oh he, the baal dies, who? Osh obviously shemes, he or she dies. Aria mincha kula nisrefes. In all these cases, the mincha will be, is completely burnt. Vim ira echa me'elu, acha shakar v'komates, and if one of the above occurrences takes place after the kmitza, the handful is brought to the mizbeach, so to speak, ena shiyarim nechalan. Ains left over from that mincha would not be eaten. Okay, lacha tesvav. Haya baila kohen. Let's say the husband of the woman, the sota, is a kohen. Ain shiyarim minchasen nechalan. The leftovers of the mincha are not eaten. You may change the baal chelikba because the kohen can go ahead and take a share of it. Vena ola kula leishim, right? And it's not what it called up. It shouldn't be consumed on the basin on the mizbeach. Kemidchas zichrei chuna, right? Like the other minachos that are brought, what it called by the male kohanim. Neishesha yishla chelikba because she also has she's also entitled to a portion of mincha. Ela hakometz karav laatzmo. Rather, the what it called the kmitza is done for itself. The shiyarim is spazrin al beis hadeshen. Anything left over is scattered over the pile of ashes. Nimsu edea zomen. Let's say it turns out the witnesses had lied. Minchasa teitzei l'chol. Then the mincha becomes chol. It becomes it loses its status of being something kaddish. Alach et zayin. Now hamikana leishto al yedei anashim harbe. Let's say a guy warns his wife. Right, with many using many witnesses. Benistra, let's say he warns his wife not to seclude herself, or let's say Reuven or Shimon or Levi. Benistra and call echad echad. And what does she do? She does seclude herself with Reuven and then with Shimon and with Levi. Arezu maybe mincha achas adi kulan, right? Kishamashkosa. She only has to bring one mincha for all of these when she drinks the sota water. Shenemar minchas kinaos. Right, mincha achas the kinuin harba. So again, it's one mincha, minchas kinaos to many kinas. Okay, so all she'd ever bring is one mincha. Okay, alach yed zayin. Okay, now this is a little bit of a side point, but this has to do with how shvuas work, and we're going to see this in hafla. Yesh leval legalgel leah b'shvua. Okay, this is called gilgul shvua. Okay, and this has to do with that. There's certain things that the baal is able to go ahead and force her to include in the shvua that she's taking by the sota, right? So yeshabala gagalea b'shvua shalozin sa'imish zeshakinala bo, right? So he can go ahead and have her include in the shvua, okay, that she did not commit adultery, let's say, with Reuven, the lo imish acher, and not just with Reuven, but any other guy. Vishalo zinsa tachtav, right? Mishenis arsa kodem shenitnasebo achar shenasa. Shenis esa. And he could also tell her, including the Shvua, that she never had any sexual relations with anybody from the time they were, time Kedushin took place, even before Nisun, right? Ava ena magagalea, but he can't force her to include inside the Shvua, Shalo zinsa kodem erisin, that she did something prohibited prior to their Kedushin, v'lo achash or girsha, or after they went ahead and got divorced. Im girsha, v'hechzira, she'im zinsa v'ezeh lo tesar lo. Right? It's because the reason why is that anything she did that's prohibited, that she did after they were divorced or prior to Erison, has nothing to do with his relationship with her. Okay? V'chol shet tiva'av lo tia asura lo in a masa of matana iman. Right? And therefore, he cannot make a tanai against her for anything she did that has no effect on that on him halakhically. So lefikach, therefore, im kana sivimto, if, let's say, a guy married his Yavama, Eina Magaga Lea, Shalo Zinsa Kishaisa Shemeres Yavam. He can't impose on her to include in her Shua, again, in the Sota case, that while she was waiting to get married, that she, what it called, did something sexually prohibited. Ava Magaga Lea, Shalo Zinsa Takas Echav. But she can't get her to include in the Shua, that she didn't do anything while she was married to his brother. Shin Zinsa Takas Echav, Reizu Asura Love. Because if she committed something, if she did something sexually prohibited with his brother, then she would be usher to him. V'cheinim girsha v'hechzira. Let's say he divorced her and then remarried her. Megalgalea, he can force her to include the shvua. Shelo zinsa tachta minisun rishonim. He can say, include the shvua that you never did anything sexually prohibited during our first marriage. V'chein yesho legalgalea bilahava shelo tizne tachtav. Okay, you can even tell her have include the shvua that she will not do anything sexually usher in the future. V'shelo tizna acha shechizra imigarish v'yachser, or you can have include the shvua that she won't do anything sexually prohibited after they get remarried if he divorced and remarried. L'vikach cheshetizna lehava mayim botkin lehava. Therefore, if you went ahead and set up the shvua in such a way, mayim bodkin osa virula osana ma'aras, right? The water is able to go ahead and check, okay? And what's amazing about this water, the water can actually do bedika, not just on this specific thing that he accused her of, but of other things that are included in the shvua, okay? So let's say it turns out that she did something prohibited with some, and let's say she did another act of something sexually prohibited while married to him, right? The mayim can bodek for that as well, okay? The kach ne'amar, amen, amen. That's why the Torah says you have this double language of amen. Amen me'ish zeh, right? So it's one amen to her husband. Amen me, excuse me, one amen to, what do you call it, to that guy. And then amen me'ish acher, and then amen to another guy. Amen nisua, and amen to when she's married. Amen arusa, amen to when she's through kedushin. Amen l'sha'avar, one amen for the past. And amen l'hava, one amen for the future. Yeah, Ron, you still have a question?
Well, sort of. I mean, this amen thing, that's the source for being able to do this. I mean, I would have said that since Sota is a gzeres hakosuv, so to speak, it's a special case, and it has to do with kinoi and stira, that you don't necessarily apply, other halachas of shavuos to this special case.
It's pretty wild.
It's the low fare.
It's pretty wild. It's like you save it right for the end of Hilchos Sota. It turns out he can loop in a lot of other things. Again, obviously she's innocent, she's nothing to worry about, but it is pretty amazing. It's amazing halakhically that he's able to go ahead and add in accusations into the Shavua. Agreed.
Really not relationship enhancing, I wouldn't think.
That's true. Okay, and finally, the last two halachas are, again, the Rambam is going to swing ever so slightly into philosophy. Halacha Yudchesi says, Mitzvahs Chachamim Abani Yisrael, Liknos L'Nishayim. Okay, so it's actual mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, okay, for B'nai Yisrael, right, to warn their wives, Shenemar B'kinei Es Ishto. Okay, you should do this. V'chol Mekana L'Ishto, and anyone who does this, okay, who warns his wife not to seclude, to go into a private room with, let's say, Reuven, nichnasobo ruach tara, a ruach of purity goes into him. Below Yikanala, right? And but however, he should not go ahead and do kina. Lo mitok sok, right? He shouldn't do it out of laughter, some sort of joke. Lo mitok sicha, or in the middle of a conversation. Lo mitok kalas rosh. Lo mitok riva. Certainly not from a fight. Okay, that's important. Lo lahat ema, and he can't use it as like a sledgehammer to demonstrate his what he called to instill fear into her. Unfortunately, though, if he went ahead and did it, let's say he has Edom, and let's say it's mitok sloch or mitok riva that he goes ahead and does this, it still registers as a kinoi. And finally, halachiyotes ein roy lakpots v'liknos b'fnei Edom chila, right? But it doesn't mean the guy should the husband should go out there and rush right off the bat and want to go ahead and issue these warnings in front of witnesses. Okay, rather, he should speak to his wife in privacy, with you know derech tara and the way of purity, v'asara, kidei lahadricha v'derech yishara lahasya mikshol, to help set her, so to speak, on the right path and remove the potential obstacle. V'chol she'eno makbed al ishto uvanav uvnei beso. Excuse me. V'chol she'eno makbed al ishto uvanav uvnei beso. Right. So let's say a person's not what they call careful with the way his wife acts, or his kids, or the other people live in his house, right? Umasirin upoka darchein tamid, right? So warning them and looking at them very carefully and scrutinizing what they're doing, ad shiyeda shein shleimim mikol chayv avon, right? So like basically, there's basically go nuts about it, to look at them in a way where there's no room for them to err whatsoever. Hareza chote, there's such a person considered a chote, shenemar, viadata ki shalom olecha, right, so you should just basically kind of an earth. Eov is saying, chill out, relax, don't go nuts. You should be careful, but not to go overboard. Okay, that finishes Sefer Nashim, which was definitely interesting to go through. Tomorrow, God willing, we will start Kedusha, and that'll begin with Isurei Bia. So look forward to picking up tomorrow.